If you love your brothers and sisters, say amen. Amen. If you love your wife and spouse, say amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Valentine's Day is coming up soon, so I'm already thinking about what I need to do. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to turn your Bible tonight to Leviticus chapter 6, verses 12 through 13. The last time that I preached hitting the mark in 2020. And I talked about the arrow, how that, and we usually talk about fathers and sons, you know, and the quiver is full, and like the arrows in a mighty man, so are children, you know. And I pictured it, God is our Father, who wanted to stretch us so that we could hit the mark in 2020. And I tell you, God is setting us up to hit the mark in 2020. Amen. Oh, praise God for the year 2020. Amen. And so I thought about, let's keep the fire burning in 2020. That's the message tonight. Keep the fire burning in 2020. Leviticus chapter 6. And I want to read verses 12 through 13. Would you stand with me tonight? Brother Downing, Sister Downing, good to see you guys tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Downing does all her shopping, all Brother R.L.'s shopping at Best Buy for the electronics. So she comes by and sees me, and we have church every now and then at Blessed Buy. Amen. All right. Leviticus chapter 6, 12 through 13. If you're there, say amen. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. Turn around and tell somebody, don't put out my fire. Come on. Now tell somebody, my fire's not going to be put out anyway. Amen. Hallelujah. And the priest shall burn wood on it every few days, every now and then. Every morning, and lay the burnt offering in order upon it, and he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offerings. Verse 13, read it out loud. Everyone read together. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. Say those last words. It shall never go out. Say those words. It shall never. Shout those words. It shall never go out. The fire's going to keep burning in 2020. Father, anoint your servant to preach the word, and we'll give you praise tonight for the fire that shall ever be burning on these altars here at Westmoreland, and we'll give you the praise. And everybody said amen. And turn around and tell somebody you're glad to see them tonight. Amen. I take you tonight before the great tabernacle, whereas that brazen or brass altar, and all the offerings were to be made upon that altar. But these offerings were not just to be laid upon the altar, they were to be burned with fire. Many instructions in this chapter are given to the Israelites about the offerings made upon this altar and the burning thereof. However, in our text, we learn some instructions about the altar, namely that the fire must never go out upon the altar. 24/7, 365 days a year, ever burning, never relenting, the flickering flames of that altar were to keep on worshiping and licking their praises to a God in heaven where the altar never should cool down. And as we look into this new year of 2020, we need to keep that same fire burning. We need to be ever burning, ever learning, ever serving, ever praising, ever glowing, ever growing, ever flaming for the glory of God. Am I the only one that wants to keep the fire burning in 2020? If you do, why don't you give him a hand of praise and stir up the embers tonight? And let's just have church. So I want to draw four observations from this. This is a scripture that's preached from so much it loses its edge. So I thought I would sharpen the blade up a little bit tonight and draw four observations from the ever burning altar. Point number one, that ever burning altar speaks of the compassion of God. Say that with me. The compassion of God. Go to verse 13 again. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It is a continual burning on the altar. But what is the altar? The altar is the place of mercy. The altar is the place of grace. The altar is the place where the sinner brings their sin in repentance and turning from sin and turning the back on the thrills and the hills and the valleys of sin and the pleasures for a season. Repentance means I turn my back on sin. If this is sin here and I'm facing sin, repentance means this: turning my back, gone. And let me tell you something. That altar tells us that God wants you to know that He loves you and He's got a plan for you. And I know sometimes we mess up. I messed up a lot in 2019, but this is 2020, praise God. And the fire's on the altar tonight. And if you've messed up, and if you've wrecked yourself, and if you've failed till 70 times 70 in each and every day of each and every year of the last years of your life, I've got good news. The fire of God's mercy and compassion are burning on this altar. Come on down and let's get on fire for 2020. God will forgive. God will cleanse. The fire will ever be burning. Aren't you glad of that tonight? The fire of God's grace. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Men are not as desirous of seeking pardon as God is desirous to give pardon. God is more wanting to forgive us than we are wanting sometimes to be forgiven. Psalms 86:5 says, God is good and ready to forgive. Say that with me. God is, and that fire is on the altar. Those who are afraid God will not forgive them need to remember that God is ready to forgive. And the fire is still burning. His compassions are new every morning. They do not fail. Let's celebrate by a hand clap the compassion of God. It's a new start. See, you're clapping and you're agreeing, but you ain't clapping like you really needed to be forgiven. Amen. Man, I need that compassion. I celebrate His mercies. Can you say amen tonight? Not only do we see the compassion of God, number two, the fire that is burning speaks of consecration for God. It shall never go out. Say it with me. It shall never go out. To have a continual burning required that the priest be attentive and watchful about the altar. Hey, Tom. Hey, Jerry. Tom and Jerry. I'm not talking about our Tom and Jerry. The cat and the mouse. You notice something? Yeah. What do you see? It looks like fire's going down. Oh, we better do something. We need to pay attention. And too many times the fire's going out when we get busy running hither and thither, as the King James says. While I was busy here and there, the fire went out. We need to be focused on the fire. Say that with me, focused on the fire. They would have to add wood to the fire to keep it burning. They would have to be dedicated. It shall never go out. It talks about faithfulness. Somebody say faithfulness. You see, this is a great illustration of faithfulness. Would that all God's people were like the continual burning, always witnessing, never quitting fire. God requires that we are faithful. Some saints are more fitful than faithful. Some are more famous than faithful. But if you want to keep the fire burning, you need to be faithful. Faithful in your attendance of church. Going to say more about that in the next point or two. You need to be faithful in prayer. And it's a short prayer, long prayer, 30-minute prayer, 30-second prayer. I don't pray long when I pray, but I don't go long without praying. But listen, you need to be faithful in prayer. You need to stoke the fires of prayer. Prayer is like an incense, which means that when there's fire in that prayer, it goes up before God. I am fired up in my prayers about our nation. I'm fired up in prayers about my lost loved one. I want to keep the fire, the prayers wheel turning. Prayer bells of heaven, oh, how sweetly they ring, bearing a message to Jesus our King. Oh, thank God for the fire of prayer. Be faithful in prayer. and be faithful in reading the Word of God. Oh, we need to, the Word of God will stoke the fires. Stoke my fire the other night. I'm reading Genesis again. Amen. Somebody said that the month of January is for the gym and for Genesis. You know, starting the Bible and starting to exercise. Did you catch that? Amen. Hallelujah. I ain't got to the gym just yet, but I did get to Genesis. Praise God. I got on my treadmill, but not the gym yet. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Isaac sowed in that land. And in that year, received a hundred. Boy, that got my fire burning. Woo, that's right. I didn't even say that, but I was getting to it. Thank you. Got his fire burning too. Isaac sowed in that land. Ooh, boy, I'm going to sow in this land in this year. Boy, what? This year? Now, you know, sowing, sometimes you get a little dirty. Come on. Sowing ain't easy now. That's the hard part. Sowing, you got to do some, what do you do that in a farm when you break up? The plowing. You got to do some plowing. And might even be a little sweating. Might even be some tense time. Sowing is not always easy and delightful. But if we'll sow in that land and don't get moving here, there, and yonder, and pack your bags and go somewhere else. I'm quitting. I'm leaving. No, sir. Stay where God's put you. Praise God. Sow in that land and in that same year. And I proclaim for 2020 that you're going to reap. This isn't some televangelist. I'm not Joel Osteen. Praise God. I'm a servant of the Most High God. And the fire's burning on my altar. And I'm telling you tonight, this year, we're going to see a hundredfold return. Somebody give him praise here. The fire. I said the fire of the Word of God. And you know, when you read the scriptures, you'll get a little fire. You get a nugget. Amen. You'll even in the book of Leviticus, you'll get a nugget. Giving. You need to be faithful in giving. You need to be faithful in witnessing. Please, please tell somebody about Jesus. Please invite somebody to church. Make it a goal by the end of February. I will have invited 3 people to church, or I will have asked 3 people, do they know Jesus? Friends, if we're not witnessing, we cannot have the fire. And if you want the fire to really burn, you get on fire for souls. Amen. Listen, those people you work with, they are, look, Kobe Bryant, dead, gone, 41 years of age. I want you to know the world is shocked tonight, and we don't know what tomorrow holds. And you better believe when I go to work this week, I'm going to tell those people that, hey, where is Kobe? He is in eternity, and we don't know if when that's coming. I want to get on fire for winning souls to Jesus. The fire speaks of faithfulness. The fire speaks of fervency. Romans chapter 12 and 11 says, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit. Somebody say fervent in spirit. Some of slothful in business. You know, slothful. One of the things I've learned being in the workplace for the last 4.5 years is they tell us, well, you need a sense of urgency. So we're over there chewing gum, talking about yesterday's football games, and there's 2 or 3 customers out there, and the manager's like, get over there and talk to those customers. Well, I'm getting over there. No, you need urgency. Man, if they're urgent about a little old nothing, we need to be urgent about God. We need to be fervent in spirit. Fervent in spirit. The great Bishop J.C. Ryle said, he's talked about preachers, but this is applied to everybody. He said, quote, an unpreaching minister is of little use to the Church of Christ. You could say an unwitnessing Christian. Listen to this. He said, he is a lampless lighthouse, a silent trumpeter, a sleeping watchman, and a painted fire. Woo, I thought about a painted fire. You know, that painted fire may look so pretty. that painted fire may look so lifelike, but I'm here to tell you that fire ain't gonna do a thing for me right there, that picture of a fire. And oh, dear Christians, don't be a painted fire. Don't just let it be something in your head. Let it consume you. Don't be a painted fire. Get on fire for God. Stay on fire for God. Be faithful and be fervent. Be consecrated passionately, fervently, and faithfully on fire for God. Is anybody going to be on fire for God in 2020? Give him a hand of praise here tonight. Amen. It speaks of the compassion of God, that he can forgive and will forgive. Consecration for God. And I tell you something else I thought about. The fire shall ever be burned upon the altar. It speaks of the congregation with God. Now, this is where I was going to get back to the church. You see, the ever-burning fire was part of the congregation of Israel in the wilderness. And if you want to keep the fire burning, you need to be part of a congregation. Now, you know what the word congregation, it comes from the word congregate. Do you know what the word congregate means? It don't mean sitting at the couch with your laptop and your slippers on, thinking I can just worship God at home. Now look, you can worship God at home with your laptop. And by the way, if you've been on your laptop at home lately, we're not here to condemn you. Amen. I feel a little like, oh my God, some people are going to be. No, I don't mean it that way. I'm just telling you that you're not going to get you're not going to get the fire until you congregate. I need to congregate. Hallelujah. I'm not going to sleep in. I'm going to get up. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Praise God. We got a church that's on fire. The first banana that gets peeled, gets pulled from the bunch always gets peeled. Amen. I'm telling you, the first time you get away from the congregation, you're going to be appealed. You're not going to be appealing. You're going to be appealed. Amen. Oh, some people say, well, I can worship God in nature. Let me tell you, you might can worship God in nature, but if you want the fire to burn, you need to get in the congregation. You need to get among the saints of the Most High God. Somebody say amen. I said, God is doing something at Westmoreland Church. You've heard the testimonies. There's favor on this house. You cannot sit under Jerry Nelson and not get blessed and highly favored of God. It just pours over. Oh, thank God. And I want to be right in the middle of what God is doing in 2020. You say, well, what are we doing at Westmoreland? Well, I thought about Robert Louis Stevenson. He wrote several books, Treasure Island, others. He was a little boy, and he was sitting in the window, looking out the window, and captivated at what he saw. And his family came and said, what in the world has got his attention? Well, back in those days, they had street lights that somebody physically had to light each of the lamp lighter. And to light the street lamps. Now, we just flip on a switch today, or it's done by computer, but a man actually had to cut the lights on, and he was just fascinating because it was dark, and he saw one light cut on, another light cut on, and they said, son, what are you looking at? He said, as a young boy, he said, see that man out there? He's punching holes in the darkness. That's what we're doing at Westmoreland. We're punching holes in the darkness by lighting the fire. Somebody say amen here tonight. I'm so glad to be a part of the congregation of the Lord. I'm part of the tried and true, the chosen of the Lord, the assembly of the upright, the firstborn of the brethren. Oh, thank God, the book of Hebrews. I'm glad to be a part of the fellowship of the saints of the Most High God. There's something that will light your fire. And listen, I'm telling you, if you're sick, you could stay home and get it from Facebook if you want to. That's understandable. But if you're not, come on in to the congregation. Somebody say amen. There's the compassion of God, the consecration for God, the congregation with God, and finally, the keep the fire burning and observation is the celebration in God. Oh, my friend, when we are on fire for God, when we see the holes punched in the darkness, boy, when we see lives changed and people touched, when God touches our soul and forgives our sins and gives us a word like you will reap in that land a hundredfold, when we're on fire for God and in fire for God. Now, it's one thing to be on fire for God, but you got to get in fire to be on fire. Amen. Let me tell you, you talk about when we make an impact, when we make an imprint. Let me tell you, that fire could be seen. That fire on the altar, first of all, could be seen. And if you've ever been close to a fire, not only do you see it, you feel it. Woo, you want to make me happy on a cold night when Cracker Barrel fireplace is going? I'm telling you, Brother R.L., don't you love it too? I know you do. I'll go in there and that fire's going out. And I say, hey, why y'all letting that fire go out? They're like, well, you don't work here. We get hot. Well, ask for a raise and throw another log up there. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, I'll tell you what. The fire is a celebration. Glory to God. Oh, you know, a person's on fire can be felt. You can feel a fire. And you can feel coldness, too. And I want to ask you tonight, how are you feeling? And when I get around you, have you got that fire going? And there's some people you get around them and you feel warm all over. Some people you get around them, you feel like cold waters hit you. Come on. Look at John chapter 5 and verse 35. Now, Jesus is talking about John the Baptist. He's talking about John the Baptist. And I tried to figure this out, and maybe Brother Philip or some of the Bible scholars can help me. I don't know if this was before John went to prison or after he went to prison, but we all know that John got depressed when he was in prison. He flat did. And you would too. I don't care how much fire you're burning, and that's something else. The devil isolates us. And Paul and Silas got in prison, and they kept the fire burning because Paul had Silas and Silas had Paul. That helps. Amen. But Jesus said, and he said this, he said, John, he was a burning and a shining light. And I read that one day and it just hit me. Said he was a burning and a shining light. And I thought, oh God, I wish so much that scripture would have read, John, he is a burning and a shining light. Oh, don't let it be said of Ricky Nelms that he was a burning and a shining light. Don't let it be said of Westmoreland Church that they were a burning and a shining light. I pray that everybody in this city and county and people beyond, and I had a lady, this is no kidding, I had a lady this morning that said, Brother Ricky, you were preaching in Tennessee this morning, and your message was heard, I guess, on the internet in Tennessee. And boy, I was like, that's a good, that got my fire burning. And somebody told me tonight and said, oh, Brother Ricky, I had a headache today, and I put on one of your sermons, and I fell asleep. No kidding. Today, at Westmoreland, so you can't get too prideful, amen? You can't get too prideful. You just got to roll it all onto Jesus. But I want to tell you tonight, I want to be on fire for God, not he was. I want them to say, Terry Nelson is a burning and a shining light. Ricky Nelms is a burning and a shining light. Hallelujah. R.L. Downing is a burning and a shining light. Does anybody want to be a burning and a shining light? Somebody give him praise. Let's celebrate. You know, there's a lot of things can put out your fire. You know, telling a preacher that his sermons put you to sleep puts out his fire. Just here's what you do. The preacher preaches the sermon and it's not that good. You know, when you're leaving church, don't say, preacher, that wasn't a good sermon. That'll put the fire out. Just say, preacher, that was a good try. hey, sin will put your fire out. Sin will put your fire out. Be careful what you watch on TV. They start saying bad words, that puts your fire out. So many movies that you don't know, even know it. You're not even in the crowd. I try to watch. You start watching it, they start showing nudity, put your fire out, cut it off. Come on now. I'm just telling you. And sin, unrepented, unconfessed sin, unforgiveness, that'll put your fire out big time. Come on now. Somebody hurt your feelings. Somebody said something. Somebody did something. And your fire's out. Don't let unforgiveness. That's why I like to forgive people, because I want my fire burning. Hallelujah. I had a lady hurt me one time, really hurt me. I mean, I'm telling you, it was bad. Hurt me one time, and I remember I forgave her, and I every now and then I'd get thinking about what she did and different things, and I'd say, Lord, what's wrong with me? I forgave her. Why am I still feeling like that? And Doug Bartlett said, Ricky, this was years ago, before he ever became the conference where he is now, he said, you know, forgiveness is a process. I thought, thank you, Brother Doug. That was a very good word. And I tell you what, to this day, I sent the lady a message not long ago, probably some time ago. I said, sister, I just want to let you know, if there's anything I've done, please forgive me. I love you and praise God for you. And you know why I did that? Because I want the fire to burn. Amen. I remember I typed up an email to her. Buddy, I was going to let her have it. And it was in scripture. I had quotes of Bible. And something said, let Jerry Nelson read it first. So I forwarded it to Brother Jerry. This was 10 years ago. I don't know if you remember it or not, but I forwarded it to Pastor Jerry. And I just knew Pastor Jerry was going to say, sick him. I just knew he was going to say, right on, brother. He sent back about two sentences. Don't send it. Where there is no wood, the fire goes out. No, amen. I said, well, and I didn't send it. And I'm glad I didn't. Praise God for Christian brothers and sisters and pastors. Amen. Oh, we need each other to keep that fire burning. I don't want to let sin. I don't want to let unforgiveness. I don't want to let hurts and pains. And I don't want to let somebody's wet blanket keep my fire out. I want to stay on fire for God. God's up to something in my life. God's up to something in this world. God's got heaven before healing now. He is on the throne. He is high and lifted up. And whatever I'm going through, praise God, I'm going through it. Amen. And I'm not going to let something outside there keep my fire out. No test, no trial, no tribulation. They and all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Thank God for Romans chapter 8, all things still work together for good. Jeremiah 29, he still thinks about me. He numbers the hair on my head. Praise God, that's got my fire burning. Why don't you give Him praise tonight for the fire? Some of these guys are like, well, we better not preach real strong. We'll offend people. People won't come to church. I do not believe that. I believe we ought to preach where people understand. I believe we ought to connect. But I'll tell you something that'll draw people. The fire, praise God, always draws a crowd. Brother Wilson, I forgot you were here almost. Let me make sure this is good. I don't mean that in the wrong way. I knew you were here, but as far as playing the piano, I'm sorry. Let me get that ready for you. Come on up with him tonight. Come on, Sister Bridget. And just, I'll let you know when to start, if you don't mind. Thank you. But years ago, and anybody been to Yosemite National Park? Raise your hand if you have. Y'all been there? You been there? All right. Anybody else? It's not in Wilson County, I promise you. Amen. It's in California, and where the great redwoods grow, there was a spectacle called the firefall. And they would saturate large bundles of bark at the top of a big cliff, a granite cliff, at a point which was called Inspiration Point. And they would set all of that aflame, and a big bulldozer would get behind this flaming bundle of bark at night. And down in the valley, when the darkness had fallen, there would come out a cry, let the fire fall, let the fire fall. And so the bulldozer would push those bundles of flaming bark over the granite cliff, and they would cascade down, making all sorts of beautiful designs and patterns. And it was really a spectacle to behold to the human eye. But as years went on, laws changed, and they said they couldn't do it anymore. And people would come every time they were going to do that in years. And even now, my understanding is people that don't realize that they've quit doing it, they'll come and they'll ask the park rangers. They'll say, when does the fire fall? Or when do they have that fire fall? When does the fire fall? And the answer they get back is, the fire doesn't fall here anymore. Would you stand with me tonight? Oh, God, don't let it ever be said that the fire doesn't fall here anymore. Westmoreland Church, do you want the fire to fall in 2020? Now, I'm talking about the church, but you are the church. You're part of the embers. You're part of the logs and the wood. And I'll tell you something else. When we had a fireplace, this was a real fire. We had a real fireplace in our home when I was a little boy. And we had wood, and my dad would take an axe and cut the wood. And sometimes he would let me try, I think once or twice. And a couple of times he told me how to hit it. You got to hit it just right, and boom. And I just remember, you put one log on the fire, but you put four or five pieces up there. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to say we need each other. We need each other. I want you to step out of your seat, and I want you to come, and let's make this a fireplace here tonight. And if you've got sins that you have need forgiveness of, come on up. There's compassion. Oh, if you've got sicknesses that you need healing of, there's a healer in the house here tonight. I want us to let the fire fall over our youth groups. I want us to let the fire fall in the United States of America. I want us to see the fire fall in our homes, in our families, in our bodies. Let's have a living sacrifice. Lay your sacrifice on the altar. Let the fire, come on, lift those hands up to the Lord tonight. Just go ahead and sing whenever you're ready, brother. Come on, we're learning to lean tonight. In 2020, I'm on fire. Oh, I'm not going to let anything put out my fire tonight. Power than I. Oh, let the fire burn. Let the fire burn out the past. Let the fire cleanse tonight. Let the fire fall tonight. Let the fire bless you tonight. Come on and fan the flame tonight. Oh, the fire is falling. The fire is falling.
Learning to lean. I'm learning to lean. Oh, on Jesus.
We're punching holes in the darkness.
Finding more power.
Oh, yes, hallelujah.
Than I ever dreamed.
Oh, bless the Lord.
I'm learning to lean on Jesus.
Join hands.